The city of Fayetteville has a goal of diverting at least 40% of all waste sent to the landfill by 2027. To meet that goal, the Recycling and Trash Collection Division has started accepting compostable food waste from residents. Taylor Gladwin, an environmental educator with Boston Mountain Solid Waste District, says composting is an essential part of the city's plan because food waste makes up 18% of the total waste going to the landfill. And we throw away about a third of the food we buy.
We have a lot of food waste in this country, not just in the city. And when that food goes into the landfill, it not only takes up space in the landfill, but it also goes through a process called anaerobic digestion, which is decomposition without oxygen. And without the presence of oxygen, when the food begins to decompose, it produces methane, which is a very potent greenhouse gas.
Residents can drop off their food waste at two locations, the Marion Orton Recycling Center on North Street and the city's compost and mulch facility on Armstrong Avenue. Heather Elsey, an environmental educator for the Recycling and Trash Collection Division, says this is a great opportunity for residents who don't want to compost in their yard or who live in apartments to start recycling their food waste.
So they can, you know, keep a 5-gallon lidded bucket or something smaller there under their sink, keep all of their food waste. Then at the two locations, we have food waste carts. They can just bring their bucket in, dump it, take it home, rinse it out. And, once a week, once every other week, it's probably, especially during the summer, good to drop it off more than less.
So what can you put in that bucket under the sink? Here's Taylor Gladwin again with a list of acceptable food waste.
Some of the things that we do accept are fruits and vegetables, coffee grounds and tea with filters, consumable liquids, including milk. We also accept cheese and yogurt, bread, dough, bakery items, pasta, eggs and eggshells, and also food soiled napkins and paper towels. And we also take cooked meats. So don't put any raw meat into your compost because that's something that we cannot accept. And for backyard composting, it could also attract rodents and stuff like that.
Once all that food waste is collected, Heather Elsey says it all ends up at the city's composting facility.
We also pick up curbside compost for local small like restaurants, some of the schools, the university. And so that will all go into our food waste program that we then mix with our yard waste and our mulch, and then it sits there and turns into high nutrient food compost that then the residents can come out and purchase.
Gladwin says the city of Fayetteville has bigger plans for its food waste program in the future, but for now, this is an easy way to introduce residents to composting.
In a couple of years, we really do want to have food waste pickup for residents, but this is a first step. And so this will kind of get people educated on what we accept, get them used to the process, and then eventually we can move up to something like picking it up from their houses.
The Marion Orton Recycling Center will accept food waste Monday through Friday from 9 until 5 and until 7 p.m. on Thursdays. The city's compost and mulch facility will accept it Tuesday through Thursday from 8 until 3, as well as select Saturdays throughout the year. And you can find facility hours on the City of Fayetteville website.